been a few days, but then I think, well, I want to make a new podcast again about my struggling and also my traveling journey that I have yesterday. So I want to make a brief, stories and talk about how it feels like to, living in this centrum of COVID in my lovely Indonesia in just few minutes. Unlike yesterday, I talk a lot, but right now I'm gonna have a slight bit, okay? So stay tuned. Okay, by the way, you can see in my latest record I'm having last podcast about in April, right? When Prince Bella passed away, and it did also an obituary because just in a few days before I lost my friend. And I would like to tell you that this year is really, really tough for me during this year. Okay, we're already in July by the time I made this podcast, but then I've lost three of my biggest figure today that shaped me a lot into my life. Every day on my Facebook, now if you see, okay, in our country, Facebook is the most important, and also in my community. And then someone posts daily, they did a random post, and they upload the picture of someone which is not their real picture, not their family and friends. First thing on my mind is it should be an obituary. Because I've been a lot of things, even in these recent days, Indonesia has the highest rank of record of COVID patients confirmed positively. In this day, July 15, 2021, when I made this podcast, we got 54,000 daily cases that's already confirmed positive. And it turns, every time we open our social media and then someone just uploaded a picture of people that is not belongs to them, and they make it bigger, I suddenly know, oh God, Lord, another person gone too soon. With or any COVID, with or without COVID. When I last making my podcast in April, I lost my real best friend, a woman, I think it's the tallest woman on earth. She's my best friend for 9 years, since I knew her when I knew her dogs from her first litter until the last one. And also the last one I met her. That was so tragic, but I think that's more tragic when I got another sad news happened in the last month. In the end of June, I want to visit my auntie in Jakarta. Yeah, because I'm basically from there. And you know what? In that time, we haven't got any what we have today, which is mini lockdown in the end of June, about 22 of June. Because I have to together with her in her house. And then get there, I cannot go anywhere. I just go to looking for food for those 2 days feel like hell. Because, in Jakarta, in the suburbs of metropolitans, they live a very dense community, Very dense neighborhood. Even you can just sleep in the, 10 by 15 square feet room. So 20 square meters house. Or sometimes it's just 12 square meters. Can you imagine that? It's a cozy room that people live for the family. And I live in a very dense neighborhood. When I came there, one of her neighbors got positive COVID and then sent to the hospital. So she banned me to go anywhere too far, so I cannot just get back there and visit my friends, colleagues, because I'm basically from them, from Jakarta, not from this area. Then it turned out the 2 days of nightmare over, and then I have to go back there in East Java, in my hometown. You know, because in my departure journey, I have to pull off my phone because I get vomit in the train. That was my biggest nightmare of all my life. And I go travel by train. Because if I want to go there by bike, by plane, it took shorter, but it seems to me the same because I have to go to the nearest airport. It means that 4 hours, and the travel is 1 hour. And then the 13 hours journey, I get vomit in the departure journey. When I came back, the came back journey to my home, I didn't vomit. I'm okay because during the whole travel, I just keep silent and don't eat nothing, just drinking. And then because the way back home is very not many people doing travel then. And then we get back home, I just switch on the phone. Because I didn't mess up with phone. I know that it's not a good idea, that I don't want to be tortured again during the day, you know. But I have a gut feeling because when I just switch off the phone, I see there's my friend, old friend from one of our community inboxed me because I knew in years he hadn't never inboxed me if something happened. His inbox is also like screaming. I think, what happened? I don't know. But my mind said this should be not good because if someone just recently calling you out, and we haven't shouted yes, that's must be something bigger. And then I asked him back what happened, but he hadn't answered. So okay, he's not answering, and then I'm scroll up to my Facebook page and found out that my spiritual teacher, the people that I use spiritually consult, I mean, he's the one that sometimes I broke tears and cry, and he's almost like my dad, my uncle for years, 11 years. He's a bachelor until his end of the days. He's 68 years old today, and he live alone, but he's surrounded by people that loves him. And here it's not really common, but people decided to not marry. So if people are not to marry, it means he's really special, and we all too, because he's kind of biggest artist, he's a performer, he's a cultural people, he's a art performance, and he make good Japanese songs, and his antique collection that I knew him since our first start. When I scroll to the Facebook, I just can't believe myself, and I just completely shocked. Because by the time I arrived in my city, he passed away one day before. And I didn't know it. I have no idea because my phone is turned off. And yeah, you cannot blame it because he's already gone. How can someone tell me? Because when I see it, all of the pictures everywhere, there's a lot of people say condolences to him. I'm just completely dropped. I have my immune better, but when I see about that news, I just completely drop in, you know, again. Once again, you know. I feel like completely shocked, numb, and I just don't know what to do, and I just cry. I just cry. Because I know if not of people in here in Indonesia, if you got married, you have family, wife, kids, and all your family. And then you're gone, you still can go to their widow or widowers and say something, say sorry, say condolences, whatever. But he didn't have anyone left in his house. So after I do self-isolate for 3 days after I get step back home. I go to his house only to find out that the gates that I used to knock first, my dad, it's already closed and it won't ever open again. And nobody there that I can ask. I just one of the people in front and I ask about his dad. He's not dead by COVID. He's dying because he just know that's the time. Some people say that he just want to pass away without having to go to the hospital or something, because you know, in these days, if you go to the hospital, you won't get any, they won't have any bed left. We have no bed left today, almost. So it's almost like suicide. So if we go to the hospital, it's not really, really urgent, even for non-COVID patients. So the people around his house say that in that day, he just felt like, oh, I have a migraine. So he came to his own room. And then for hours, he didn't come back. People asking, why didn't he come back? And then they knock on his door, his room, for a few hours. And it's been locked. And no answer. 3 times. They felt, well, it must be something. And finally, they have to extrude, open his window room by non-voluntary. So they have to track down the window and found out it's gone. It's already passed away. He just don't want to make people worry about him, because before people offered him, okay, let's go to hospital. I don't want, he said, I don't want going there. It's just like shorten it. It's like he's known that his time is gone. He know that his time is coming. So some people really, really sad that why did she have to do like that? Dying alone. But in my mind, I think he did the good. He do a favor, he just don't want people to. He also wants to die in dignity, you know? So people can come and say goodbye to him. Because now if you died dead by COVID, nobody will can see your latest body. And they will bury you with the protocol, so you just can go scream a lot from them. So it's just insane today, you know? We really, really, really in a tough position like now. Our beds in the hospital, our hospital occupancy rate is already almost nothing left. The oxygen's also increases. And we're having a mini lockdown, even if just one city that's 1 hour away. There's no public train. But we don't have any support from government. They said, yeah, they will give us ear for those who get it. For me, that I haven't got it. Nobody helped me. So I'm making this podcast also to make an awareness that, you know, COVID is real. I know it. But at least for people in the development third world country like us, that was really a big you know, dilemma. If we want to follow the COVID protocols, having lockdowns, who will feed us? Because the government don't do. They don't have money. We know it since from the start. But if we just keep like this every day, what we see in our social media world, people that we know gone soon, even if still young. So please, any one of you that you are listening to my podcast right now, please pray for us. Pray for Indonesia this time that we will survive and we don't have longer lockdown again, mini lockdown. You said PPKM Oh, I will say mini lockdown for you because I know. So keep happy, keep on faith, and enjoy your every seconds of your life with blessings. Because we didn't know when will our turns, and if it coming, I hope we will get it with dignity like my spiritual teacher does. Cheers. Love. From Indonesia, with love and dignity, respect.